ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो 10th चाप्टर् 87th टेक्स्ट् 4 चाप्टर् एण्टैटल्ड् द प्रेयर्स् आफ् द पर्सोनिफैड् वेदास्।
शेषा हि उपनिषद्ब्राह्मी पूर्वेषां पूर्वजैधृता श्रद्धया धारयेद्यस्तां क्षेमं गच्छेद् अकिञ्चनाः। शेषा हि उपनिषद्ब्राह्मी पूर्वेषां पूर्वजेधृता श्रद्धया धारयेद्यस्तां क्षेमं गच्छेद् अकिञ्चनः। शेषा हि उपनिषद्ब्राह्मी पूर्वेषां पूर्वजेधृता श्रद्धया धारयेद्यस्तां क्षेमं गच्छेद् अकिञ्चन। पूर्वेषां पूर्वजेधृता श्रद्धया धारयेद्यस्तां क्षेमं गच्छेद् अकिञ्चनः। शेषा हि उपनिषद्ब्राह्मी पूर्वेषां पूर्वजेधृता श्रद्धया धारयेद्यस्तां
मातजीस् ट्रान्स्लेशन् दोज़ हु केम् बिफोर् इवन् अवर् एन्शियण्ट् प्रेडेसेसर्स् meditated upon this same confidential knowledge of the absolute truth. Indeed, anyone who faithfully concentrates on this knowledge will become free from material attachments and attain the final goal of life, purported by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This confidential knowledge concerning the absolute truth should not be doubted, since it has been passed down through authoritative lines of learned sages from time immemorial. One who cultivates the science of supreme with reverence, avoiding the distraction of fruitive rituals and mental speculation, will learn to give up the false designation of material body and mundane society, and thus he will become eligible for perfection. In the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, The first two verses of this chapter can be considered an Upanishad on the topic of Brahman. Shukdi Goswami here disclaims authorship on the grounds that this Upanishad was spoken previously by Narad Muni, who himself heard it from Sanak Kumar.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurahangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Sheshahi Upanishad Brahmi Purvesham Purvachedrita Shraddhayadhara Yastam Kshemam Gachet Akinchanaha. Translation once again. Those who came before even our ancient predecessors meditated upon the same confidential knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Indeed, anyone who faithfully concentrates on this knowledge will become free from material attachments and attain the final goal of life. Hare Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something for my purification. Whatever I will speak is what I have heard from all the devotees here. It's just like offering Ganges water back to Mother Ganges. So please bear with me for some time. So we are just three chapters away from the culmination of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And of the 7 days that Parikshit Maharaj had on this planet Earth, practically 5 to 5.5 days must have passed, and just 2 cantos still remaining. Just few more hours probably for Parikshit Maharaj to be in the association of all the devotees. And the fact is, since the beginning of the Bhagavad Sapta, he has not eaten anything, he has not drank anything, has not slept at all. Quite unusual, because if a person doesn't eat, doesn't drink, what to speak of if he doesn't sleep, then the body becomes very weak, mind becomes very disoriented because of lack of sleep. Not only that, intelligence, brain doesn't function at all. And in this scenario we see Parikshit Maharaj, when the 10th canto is about to get over, he is asking one of the highly philosophical and technical questions to Shukdi Goswami. This chapter is the one chapter, to be very honest, I haven't read even in Krishna book, because it's such a vast, huge, elaborate chapter. Prabhupada is just giving
commentary after commentary on this chapter. So much philosophical. And here is Shukdeva Goswami write without drinking, without eating, fully focused on what Shukdeva Goswami is speaking. He's asking such highly philosophical question. I mean, we have an experience one day in the year. Say for example, a day of Nirjal Ekadashi, when we fast from water and from food. But at least in my case, that same day, the only thing that I am conscious of is the next day Parna timing. What's the next day fast breaking time? Or all throughout the day, the only thing that I am conscious of is all range of foodstuffs and how am I going to break my fast the next day? My planning begins the same day for the next day to break my fast. So much immersed in Annamay Kosh, just thinking of nothing else but food and water. Like a child who can just not think of anything else. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, we see initially he was thirsty, he was hungry. When he reached Shamik Rishi's ashram. And now here he is completely fasting, not even thinking or not even speaking a word about water or food. What an amazing quality, what amazing contrast, what a wonderful arrangement of the Lord. So I just thought I'll speak today something on of the various qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. We'll enlist few qualities, wonderful qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. So I have made this acronym called Parikshit, which illustrates wonderful qualities of Maharaj Parikshit. The P for Parikshit, P of the Parikshit stands for powerful king, yet not hungry for power. Parikshit Maharaj, Bhagavatam explains right at the onset of the first canto, what was the prowess of Maharaj Parikshit. Namanti yatpad niketanatmana shivaya haniya dhanani shatrava katham savira shriyamanga dyustajam yuve sato strastrum aho sahasubhi. Parikshit Maharaj was such a powerful emperor of this planet that his enemies would come walking to him and surrender all of their property and wealth at his lotus feet. He did not have to even go and fight with them. They would just come and pay obeisances and offer whatever they had in the service of the Lord. Not only that, Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj was a child prodigy. Right at the onset, before Parikshit Maharaj's birth, Yudhishthir Maharaj requested Brahmanas to predict his future. And Brahmanas, when they predicted his future, they said that this child will be as good as King Ikshvaku as far as maintaining everyone around him for those who have taken birth. He will be like as good as Lord Ram in terms of following the religious principles, especially sticking to the vows of following truth. As far as his mastery in archery is concerned, he will be as good as Arjuna. He will be as good as King Shibi as far as offering charity is concerned and offering protection to the surrendered is concerned. He will be irresistible like fire, unsurmountable like ocean. Not only that, he will be as strong as lion. So all these shlokas after shlokas, all these great this brahmanas, they are predicting the future of Maharaj Parikshit. In terms of devotion, he will be as good as
Prahlad Maharaj. So here is a personality whose future was predicted right before his birth, and in spite of displaying such unparalleled prowess, we see that he was not at all hungry for power. In fact, Shivaya Lokasya Bhuta Bhavani Bhutasya, the shloka explains that Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaya Yashuk Uttama Shloka Parayana Janaha. Maharaj Parikshit Maharaj's life was only meant for the welfare of others. Shivaya Bhutasya. Why? Because he was pure devotee. Yat Uttama Shloka Parayana Janaha. So he was great devotee of the Lord. And his prowess was unparalleled. Still, we see in his case, he was not at all hungry for power. And when, I mean, it is said that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Here was a personality who had power to its zenith, power to control. But when it came, when he realized that he has to give up this body, immediately, Atma Jaya Suta Gara Pashu Dravida Bandushu Rajya Chavikala Nityam Virudha Mamatam Jaho. Everything that was there around him, which he thought were the objects of attachments, Atma, his own body, Jaya, wife, Suta, children, Agara, the palace, Pashu, all the resources, Dravina, and money and Bandushu, relatives, at a moment he gave up all. Had he been hungry for power, he would have done everything to get back. Or he had, although he had the power to counteract the curse, and he could have done it had he been hungry for power, but he just took it as the mercy of the Lord. He just took this situation, adversity, as an opportunity to take shelter of the Lord. So the first P stands for powerful, yet not hungry for power. PA, A of this Parikshit stands for absorption and attention. We all know how absorbed was Parikshit Maharaj in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. In the 10th canto, Shukdev Goswami narrates this pastime bit of a talk between, or a conversation between Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, where Vasudev is expressing his concern for Lord Krishna, and he's telling Nanda Maharaj that very soon that you can expect an impending danger in Gokul, where Kamsa may send someone to kill Krishna. So when Parikshit Maharaj hears this, he gets very much concerned about the protection of the Lord. He is so much absorbed in hearing the pastime of the Lord that he actually enters into the pastime. Just as we see in case of King Kulashekhar Maharaj, when the ministers would recite Ramayan, and when this incidents come that Lord Ram is building this Ram Setu to go across the ocean and fight with Ravana and get back Mother Sita, Kulashekhar Maharaj enters into that pastime and he is telling all of his ministers and soldiers that let's go along with our army and fight on behalf of Lord Ram to protect Mother Sita. Similarly, here we see Maharaj Parikshit enters into this pastime and he is very much concerned about the protection of Lord Sri Krishna. So as soon as the next chapter, Shukdev Goswami narrates this pastime of killing of the demon Putana, the first verse that Shukdev Goswami speaks is Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Balaghatini Shishum Chachara Dignanti Pura Grama Vrajadishu. Means how Kamsa, inspired by Kamsa, Putana came to Gokul and started threatening and started killing all the children. Immediate verse after this, Shukdev Goswami changes the entire verse as if, and he speaks another verse as if this verse has no connection with the previous verse. Because he saw that Parikshit Maharaj got very much concerned that who will take care of Lord Krishna. He was so absorbed that Shukdev Goswami had to console Parikshit Maharaj that don't worry. And he speaks this verse. Na yatra shravanadini rakshognani swakarmashu kurvanti satvatam bhartum yatu dhanyascha tatrahi. Shukdev Goswami is saying suddenly, he's saying that whoever takes up to the chanting and hearing of the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, there is no possibility of any bad omens or inauspiciousness in his life. What to speak of the residents of Gokul? What to speak of Gokul where Supreme Lord is personally present? So there is no question of inauspiciousness or bad omen coming in the life of Brajvasis. This shlok was exclusively spoken by Shukdev Goswami just to console Parikshit Maharaj, because Shukdev Goswami could see that concern in the eyes of Shukdev Goswami, in Parikshit Maharaj. That was the level of absorption. Now we may not be at that level, or we cannot artificially imitate great souls like Parikshit Maharaj, but at least as far as absorption is concerned, what is absorption for us? Somehow or other, yena kena prakarena, the sound vibration of Bhagavatam, if somehow or other, if it can enter, pravishta karna randrena, swana bhava saroruham, dhunoti shamalam krishna, shalilasya rathasharad. That is the power of the holy name, pravishta karna randrena. This sound vibration, this pure sound vibration, once enters into the ears of anyone who hears it, dhunoti, it wipes off, it cleanses one of all the dirt. Just as shalilasya yathasharad, just as the autumn rains settles down all the impurities that is flowing in the river. That was the level of absorption. So we can at least be attentive to that level, that we may purify our consciousness. And attentive, what was the level of attention that Parikshit Maharaj was paying when he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? In the 10th canto itself, when Shukdev Goswami explains the killing of Aghasur demon, after Aghasur was killed, Shukdev Goswami explains that this pastime of killing of Aghasur was narrated by the Gopas to the Brajvasis after 1 year. When Krishna was in Kaumara age, Krishna killed Aghasur. But when Krishna entered Pauganda age, this pastime was narrated exactly after 1 year. So when Shukdev Goswami is saying this, Parikshit Maharaj stops Shukdev Goswami and tells, hey, no, how is it that this pastime was narrated exactly after a span of 1 year? What happened? Definitely, that it must be a wonderful arrangement or the illusory energy of the Lord functioning. Can you please narrate what exactly happened within the span of 1 year? And that's when Shukdev Goswami was inspired to speak the entire pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. So Parikshit Maharaj's attention
to the details was his expression of love for Krishna. And his attention inspired and forced Shukdev Goswami to narrate chapter after chapters. Had it not been for the attentive hearing of Parikshit Maharaj, we would have not got the chance to hear Brahma Vimohan Leela. So this A is attention and absorption. R of this word Parikshit stands for resilient. It's very interesting. This is an interesting word, resilient. It's a word in physics. Resilience. What does resilience mean? It's a physical property of rebounding back. Say for example, a spring. When you stretch a spring, spring extends, spring stretches. But very soon, within no time, the spring comes back to its original position without losing its elasticity. So, this quality of resilience was very much seen in Parikshit Maharaj. We all know how if we in our life get to hear any sudden or traumatic news of someone leaving body or some accident happening with our relatives, we get a shock of our life, isn't it? Many times people go into such a trauma that it takes not only days or months, but sometimes years to come out of that trauma or shock. Like we got a sudden news of His Grace Srinathji Prabhu departing. It was at the first go, most of us couldn't just accept this fact, accept this reality. We just couldn't accept. Many of us went into the state of denial. So when a sudden shock or a traumatic news hits our life, we very much go into the state of denial, where we don't want to accept the reality and face the reality. And very much it so happens that mind sinks very deep down into the ocean of moroseness. Now resilient is that quality by which someone immediately comes back to his normal composure. And we see this in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. When this news came to him that he has just few days, 7 days in his account, without brooding over or lamenting over what's going to happen, he just accepted. Tasyaiva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshu abhikshanam nirveda mulo dvijashapa rupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhatte. Parikshit Maharaj is thanking Lord, and he is telling, my dear Lord, it's your kindness that you have brought me to this stage of life where I can detach myself completely. Because we householders are so much attached to so many things, it is your plan that you have brought fear into my life so that I can ultimately detach myself. So Parikshit Maharaj, within no time, brought himself back to composure. We see in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Hiranyakashipu is consoling his nephews and relatives when Hiranyaksha was killed. So Hiranyakashipu narrates the story of the king of Ushinara country, King Suyagya. When King Suyagya, he narrates this pastime by saying that when King Suyagya left his body, when he was killed in the battlefield, all his wives were so much immersed in the ocean of sorrow and lamentation that they surrounded his body, Suyagya, and they just kept lamenting. Time passed by and time for cremation came. But still, they just couldn't accept this fact that their husband has left his body. Because they were attached to their husband so much. That Yamraj had to personally come, appear in as a small boy and give them the knowledge of self-realization. We see in case of Dhritarashtra, he couldn't accept this fact that he cannot be the next heir. He cannot rule by his, because he was born blind. He just couldn't accept this fact because he was so much attached to the position. On the contrary, we see Chitraketu Maharaj. Moment he was cursed, he gave shock to Parvati. That she started thinking, who is this personality? That he is just accepting the curse with such graciousness. And Lord Shiva had to explain to her, what is that verse? Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vibhyati svarga pavarga narakeshu api tulya sadarshina. So great devotees of the Lord. So I was just thinking, what is the main reason? What will help us develop this quality of resilience? So one is someone who has full faith in the plan of the Lord, complete faith in plan of the Lord. Second, who accepts Lord's will and Lord's plan as ultimate. There is nothing beyond it. Third is one who understands this fact that he is not in control. And fourth, one who is not attached to the fruits of one's activity. That person, because so many times, like in my case, a sudden change in a department which I was so much attached to, for me it took so much time to just come back and realize that no, I have to now go ahead and do some service wherever it is expected. So much time it just took, because I was just in my own world thinking, what will happen next? I am not ready, I am not prepared for it. But someone who is detached from the fruits of his own activity. Here, detachment doesn't mean irresponsibility. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a wonderful differentiation between detachment and irresponsibility. He says, very simple, detachment means after the work. Irresponsibility means before the work. It's as simple as that. We don't want to take up the responsibility before the work itself. But detachment means after the work is finished, you are not concerned or attached to anything. So all these great souls, they have a very powerful shock absorbers in their life. And the shock absorbers help them to bear any kind of situation that may, at the least expected moment, hit their life. So this is the third quality which we see in the life of Parikshit Maharaj, resilient. Fourth, P-A-R-I, I stands for inquisitiveness. We are running short of time, we have many more to go. Parikshit Maharaj was inquisitiveness and inspirer. He was not only inquisitive, but he even inspired Shukdev Goswami to speak more and more. We see, although he just has 7 days in hand, but he is so inquisitive that he wants to go into details of every aspect. Fifth canto, so much detail about what is that, structure of the universe. Sixth canto speaks about, in detail, about the description of the hellish planets. And so on and so forth.
He was so inquisitive that there are verses after verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which actually illustrates this quality of Parikshit Maharaj as being so much inquisitive. And not only that, he is inspiring again and again. He is probing, he is pushing Shukdev Goswami that you continue on. What is that? Dashatyalam Gayat Vishnu Gatha. He is saying, Name Sava Parayanti Brahman Anashanadami Pibato Achyuta Piyusham Tad Vyakhyabdi Vinishrishtam. O learned Brahmanas, because of my drinking the nectar of the message of the infallible personality of Godhead, which is flowing down from the ocean of your speeches, I do not feel any sort of exhaustion due to my fasting. So he's again and again trying to prove that you carry on. Do not stop. Do not be concerned about what's happening with me. More important is let the whole world receive the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, this inquisitiveness is a consistent theme. Even we see in case of Shaunakadi Rishi, they are quoting these words, Vayam me na vitrupyama. Uttama shloka vikrame shrunvatam drasagyatam swadu swadu pade pade. They are telling Sutta Goswami that please continue narrating this pastime of the Lord again and again. So this is I, that is inquisitive and inspiring. Inspirer. P-A-R-I-K. K of this word Parikshit stands for kind and compassionate. Fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam ends with Shukdev Goswami explaining in detail about various hallucinations. Or sixth canto, fifth canto ends with Shukdev Goswami narrating in detail about various hellish planets. Now, a person who is going to die within few moments is asking a very interesting question to Shukdev Goswami. He is telling, Adhunena Mahabhaga Yathaiva Narakannara Nanograyatataneya Tanme Vyakhyatum Arhasi. He's saying, O greatly fortunate and the opulent one, Shukdev Goswami, kindly tell me how human beings can be delivered or saved from entering into hellish condition of life in which they will suffer terrible pain. Here is a personality who is himself going to die in some time. He has very less time. When a person is about to die, he is very much self-conscious. He is very much immersed about his own thought processes. And here is Parikshit Maharaj, who is concerned about the welfare of all of us. That is asking this question, that how can people of this world be saved from entering into hellish planet? And then Shukdev Goswami speaks about the glories of the holy name. And he narrates this pastime of Ajamil. Also in the fifth canto we see Jad Bharat is explaining the allegorical story to King Rahaguna. When the entire story is explained to Maharaj Rahaguna in a very allegorical way, cryptic way, Parikshit Maharaj is again asking this question, that only the intelligent person will understand the deep and the intricate meaning of what you have spoken. But how or what about the unintelligent people of this world? How will they understand what does senses represent? What does wife or children represent? So then, because he was so much concerned, kind and compassionate, for the humanity at large, Shukdev Goswami
speaks of one more chapter. The chapter is the 14th chapter of the 5th canto. Material world, great forest of enjoyment. Where he explains in detail about what does senses represents. In detail about how senses are like rogues and thieves, and wives and children are like jackals. So much into detail that he goes into. Just because Parikshit Maharaj was so much concerned about unintelligent people, how will they get the clue of what has been spoken here? So it was the kindness and compassion of this personality for all of us that Shukdev Goswami is narrating various different chapters. S, P-A-R-I-K-S, S of Parikshit stands for Sargrahi. We all know this beautiful verse, Nano Dreshti Kalim Samrat Sarang Iva Sarabhu. What is that? Kushalani Ashu Siddhyanti Netarani Krutaniyat. Parikshit Maharaj was, he saw essence. He was like a honeybee who saw essence from different various flowers and just grabbed that essence. To the degree that he saw good even in Kali personified. And he gave place to Kali in his kingdom. SH. H stands for humility. Now we all know Parikshit Maharaj, right before his birth, within the womb of his mother, he got darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. It was Lord Shri Krishna's personal intervention that saved Parikshit Maharaj's life. Angushta Matram Amalam. Spurata. Purata Maulinam, Apivya Darshanam Shyamam, Tadita, what is that, Vasasam? That how Lord personally appeared and protected Parikshit Maharaj. And here, Parikshit Maharaj, one of the verses that he speaks, in spite of his so much power, in spite of being directly protected by the Lord, he speaks this one verse of the many which conveys his deep heart, deep rooted humility. Aho vayam dhanyatamanrupanam mahatamanu grahaniya shila ragyam kulam brahmana pada shauchad durad visrishtam batagarya karma. When Parikshit Maharaj was standing, Parikshit Maharaj was sitting on the bank of Ganges, and he saw all the various sages and the rishis appearing on the scene. He is very humbly offering his respects. And he is saying that it is not because of my qualification that all these great saintly personalities have appeared from all across the globe. It's not my power. It's not because of me. It is because of the devotion and the power of my predecessors, acharyas, my predecessors, Pandavas. It is because of them that these great souls have kindly decided to appear on this scene. Although these great souls, Pada Shauchat, although these great souls, they don't even care a fig to go to a kingly personality who is attached so much to household activities. But it is the kindness of these great personalities that they have come here, not because of me, but because of my predecessors, the Pandavas, and their devotion to Lord Hari. So this conveys the humility of Parikshit Maharaj. He was himself directly protected by the Lord. He was himself a great Tesham Namno. What is this verse that he will be called as Vishnu Rat? Someone who was directly protected by Lord Shri Vishnu. Na Sandeho Mahabhaga, Mahabhagavatan. There is no doubt that he is himself a Mahabhagavat devotee. But here we see he doesn't take any credit to himself, but he gives all the credit to his predecessors, Pandavas, and their devotion to Lord Shri Hari. The next I stands for intelligent. Parikshit Maharaj was very intelligent. In fact, Shukdev Goswami test Parikshit Maharaj thrice in Srimad Bhagavatam, all throughout. He tests Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence, he tests Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness, and he tests Parikshit Maharaj's steadiness. So, sixth canto, when Shukdev Goswami starts narrating the different processes of atonement, he begins with Karmakand, how Karmakand is the solution to overcome all the sinful activities. Engage in Karmakandic activity and you will atone for the sin. Immediately Parikshit Maharaj says, no, this is not it. Then he speaks about this verse, Manye Kunjara Shauchavat. Atonement through karmic activity, karmakand, is like an elephant taking bath and again throwing mud. Manye Shunjara Shauchavat. So then, when Shukdev Goswami sees that he is not just resorting himself to Karmakand, then he speaks about Gyan. How Gyan Marg is enough for one to atone for all the sins. And Parikshit Maharaj says, no, Gyan Marg is, and he gives this analogy of bamboos, no, huge bamboo trees that grows even when the fire is applied to this bamboo. This bamboo may burn to ashes, but the roots of this bamboos will still remain. So the proclivity to sin will not go. So Gyan Marg is also not enough. There has to be something more. And then he is inspiring Shukdev Goswami to speak further. And that's when Shukdev Goswami speaks, it is only through bhakti, awakening of Krishna consciousness, the true atonement. There is no other way. And he speaks this beautiful verse, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agamdhunvanti karsneya niharad eva bhaskara. That kechit kevalaya, it is only through the process of devotion service that agam dhunvanti, all this, huge hips of sin can be eradicated, just as niharam eva bhaskara, the fog get dissipated just with the onset, with the rising of the sun, niharam eva bhaskara. So Shukdev Goswami is testing Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence, and Parikshit Maharaj passes with flying colors, where he wants only bhakti and nothing else to perfect his life. In fact, Shukdev Goswami tests Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness. Ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam ends with Shukdev Goswami in a very few verses explaining the kings coming down in the Moon Dynasty. And he very quickly summarizes Lord Krishna's pastime in few verses. And Parikshit Maharaj is saying, no, I am not happy with this. I want to hear more. And had Parikshit Maharaj been not eager to hear
from Shukdev Goswami, the detailed description about the pastimes of Lord Krishna, we would have just got few verses in the 9th canto, and we would have never got entire 10th canto to relish or understand or hear the wonderful topics or the pastimes of the Lord. So Parikshit Maharaj, eagerness was tested here by Shukdev Goswami. And P-A-R-I-K, third, steadiness. Steadiness is Shukdev Goswami in the 12th canto. 12th canto, when the Bhagavatam is about to end, Shukdev Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj to now meditate on Brahman. He is testing Parikshit Maharaj's steadiness. What is this personality wanting? Does he want to merge in Brahman, or does he want direct association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And then Shukdev Goswami just walks out. And we all know how Parikshit Maharaj, he meditates on the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead, and perfects his life. So this, I stands for intelligent. How Parikshit Maharaj passes different various levels of test that was put in front of him by Shukdev Goswami. The last T stands for tolerant. Parikshit Maharaj exemplifies this quality of tolerance when Shamik Rishi himself certifies how Parikshit Maharaj is so tolerant. And by quoting this verse, Tiraskrita Vipralabda Shatak Shapta Hatahapi Nasyetat Pratikurvanti Sadhavo Prabhavopihi. This beautiful verse that Tad Bhakta Prabhavopihi, that how a devotee, even if he is defamed, even if he is defamed or insulted or cheated or to the extent of being killed, Nasyetat Pratikurvanti, he doesn't retaliate while going through this adverse situation. And it was Parikshit Maharaj that we saw that he did not retaliate with the curse that he received from this small child, although he was completely innocent. And Tamopayanta Pratyandu Vipra Gangacha Deve Dhritachittamishe Dvijopasrishta Kuhakastakshakova Dashatyalam Gayata Vishnugatha. He was ready to be bitten. He said, I don't care even if a takshat bird comes right away and beat me and bites me. But he is requesting all the sages, Dashatyalam, continue glorifying. Let my body die. Let my body die hearing the glories. Dashatyalam Gayatha Vishnu Gatha. So Parikshit Maharaj, it is quite interesting, this we heard from Gaurang Prabhu, how this small boy who was from Brahman Kul cursed Parikshit Maharaj to die. Parikshit Maharaj had the power to counteract and counter curse this small boy. He could have actually counter cursed, or he could have actually cursed the entire Brahman race. When something goes wrong with us, we extrapolate. We generalize it. If one devotee does some mistake, people around will tell it is ISKCON that has done a big mistake. They will extrapolate. They will generalize it. When a boy who was from Brahman Kul, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj could have actually cursed, because he was the king. He had the power. He could have actually counter cursed the entire Brahman race, which we see in the 4th canto, when there was a fight between the army of Daksha Prajapati and Nandi, the followers of Shiva. There is a constant counter cursing happening between the two parties, where Nandi and his party is cursing
the entire Brahmana race. That you all Brahman become poor. You all will always look for food and try to satisfy your belly. And here we see Parikshit Maharaj, he had the power, but he doesn't retaliate. It's only in this quality of tolerance that one can actually forgive. And we very beautifully see in this pastime where Parikshit Maharaj was so tolerant that he even did not counter curse. On the contrary, he takes shelter of one more Brahmana. He takes shelter of all the other Brahmanas and he surrenders his life unto Shukadeva Goswami, who was another Brahmana. So all these qualities from P to T teaches us a wonderful lesson in our life. Very important for sadhaka. And if time is up, but if we see all these qualities were exemplified even by Srila Prabhupada, how, we don't have time, Parikshit Maharaj chastised Kali. It was Prabhupada who challenged Maya. And he gave us the process by which we can combat with the strongest force, the irresistible force ever on this planet Earth, the power of illusory energy. So all these qualities, absorption, one, we have a lot of pastimes, absorption, attention to inquisitive, how Prabhupada was inquisitive, how Prabhupada was himself absorbed in giving Krishna consciousness, in writing the purports of Bhaktivedanta purports, or how much Prabhupada was absorbed in serving Lord Krishna, and how Prabhupada was absorbed in the preaching mission of his Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada was so kind and compassionate, unlimited pastimes. Prabhupada was intelligent, of course, and Prabhupada was definitely tolerant. Prabhupada was very resilient. This quality was very much prominent in Prabhupada. Had it not been for this quality of resilience, in spite of undergoing so many setbacks, Prabhupada was positive, optimistic all the time. So all these great acharyas, they teach us through their life how we can imbibe this quality and one day perfect our life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.